Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation is grateful to you for organizing today's important discussion on nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation education, which the United Kingdom sees as directly relevant to making progress towards a world without nuclear weapons. Please pass on my delegation's appreciation to the panelists for their excellent presentations. Let me also welcome the presence of the UN Disarmament Fellows. I've had the pleasure of engaging with the last few cohorts of fellows in the margins of the UNGA First Committee, and I've always found our discussions very stimulating and rich. The United Kingdom is actively engaged in and funding a range of research and public education projects on nuclear issues, including disarmament, non-proliferation, and strategic stability. We engage across the full spectrum of society, including the general public, academics, NGOs, and parliamentarians, and with international partners. Maintaining this multi-stakeholder approach is important for providing challenge to policymakers and helping us to more effectively identify the challenges and solutions available to ensure that disarmament is as effective and irreversible as possible. A range of departments and agencies across the UK government is involved in this work. For instance, the Ministry of Defence is a sponsor organisation of and sits on the Board of Advisors to the UK Project on Nuclear Issues, UK Pony. It is run by the Royal United Services Institute, a leading defence and security think tank, and is primarily targeted at early career professionals and students. UK Pony uses a cross-generational network to help participants engage with established experts on contemporary nuclear issues and develop their skills and expertise. It incorporates members and sponsor organisations from across academia, industry, government, and the military. UK Pony has an important role as an independent forum where the next generation of nuclear thinkers can contribute ideas, research, and analysis on issues such as deterrence and escalation, risk education, and arms control and disarmament. Through Wilton Park, the UK has also hosted a range of workshops dedicated to furthering discussions on strategic stability issues with valued partners, including other nuclear weapon states, non-nuclear weapon states, and civil society. Since the last review conference for the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, the UK has co-funded events at Wilton Park on strategic risk reduction, NPT diplomacy towards the 2026 review conference, and a dialogue on irreversibility in nuclear disarmament. Ensuring transparency with the general public is also an important element of disarmament and non-proliferation education. Our democratic obligations to Parliament form an important element of our transparency commitments. Ministers regularly respond to parliamentary questions on matters relating to deterrence and disarmament policy and provide evidence to select committees conducting relevant inquiries. The UK government also keeps readily available and accessible information on the government website aimed at the general public, setting out our disarmament policy and contextualising our deterrent with our commitment to a world without nuclear weapons. We also publish statements and working papers throughout the review cycle of the NPT. Alongside this information, we provide access to a range of credible additional resources on transparency, verification, and irreversibility, and other multilateral disarmament topics, such as the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and work towards a fissile material cutoff treaty. Technical skills training is another important aspect the UK invests in. A key example is the Black Nest site of the Atomic Weapons Establishment. This is the UK's Centre for Forensic Seismology and Infrasound, which brings together both established and developing experts, collecting and analysing data from monitoring systems to identify potential nuclear explosions around the world. This is one of our key contributions to the CTBT in the form of expertise on arms control verification, development of monitoring techniques, and capacity for analysing and advising on possible nuclear tests. The UK is proud to work with international partners to prepare future nuclear treaty verification scope and support arms control verification research. The UK will continue to work to fund and facilitate disarmament and non-proliferation education as part of our wider work for the preservation and strengthening of effective arms control, strategic stability, disarmament, and non-proliferation measures, taking into account the prevailing security environment. Furthermore, we remain open to discussing new initiatives within this field with our partners and welcome such a discussion taking place within this conference. I thank you.